All right. Well, it's Kayla.
This is Kate.
And we're back.
Welcome to the third episode of the 2 a.m. Club. I forgot it for a second.
I know you guys missed us, so we're back anyway.
New us, new updates on our lives.
New flip phone for Kate.
I got a flip phone. So it's actually a lot of fun to kind of like do you remember that?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It's like, sorry. Gotta hang up.
I feel like I'm like in Gossip Girl,
you know? Yeah, totally. They're like, oh, gotta go. And like Serena's always saying, gotta go.
There's like a compilation on YouTube of her just being like, gotta go. With her flip phone.
Do you follow that Instagram account, like Bo Miser? And he always does the Kardashian videos and it always ends with, I gotta go, I have a thing.
Your cute jeans.
Yeah, it's really
funny.
These
are my jeans.
I don't know that one.
Honestly, that's a Hefter favorite.
It was crazy. So the craziest thing happened to me yesterday. So I was walking Joe Biden, my dog, not regular Joe Biden. And
it would be shocking if you were, but
you know, he needs to go for walks sometimes. You know, he's a little depressed about Donald Trump. So I was walking him and had my contacts in. And we were in Central Park, and all of a sudden there's all this dust that comes into my contacts. I literally could not see.
Oh, no.
I basically was blind walking home from Central Park. I literally could have been hit by a car. And somehow I made it home alive. And you know what? Like, bless up that I made it here. And now I wore my glasses for the rest of the day. I can't. This is blind people problems.
So that was your big story about...
Yeah, it was huge. No, it was very... I'm telling you, it was mind-boggling.
It sounds dramatic. It sounds like it was intense.
Most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dramatic story of the week, huh, Kate?
Now you're putting me on the spot. I don't actually know. What happened? Yesterday, I went to brunch with our friend. That's
there,
a whole story.
Yeah.
She picked out a random guy sitting with his family, and who she thought was his sister, it turned out it was his girlfriend later, but she saw him from across the restaurant and decided she was going to give him my number.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not my type. I did not think he was an attractive man, and she would not quit. And she ripped up a menu and wrote my number on the menu.
Yep.
To have the waiter give to this man.
This is at a family-friendly restaurant.
At 11 a.m.
Yep. No one wants to be hit on at 11 a.m.
Entirely sober.
Completely. You know, at the end of the day, we didn't get boyfriends from that experience. So maybe, you know, maybe she did have a point. You know, like we need to like get out of our comfort zone and start handing out our numbers at restaurants.
And you know, a man with his family is a good sign. He has a good relationship with his family. So just go up there, insert yourself, introduce yourself to the entire family, and give your number.
You don't need to meet the family later. Why
not
now?
Start off with the family.
That's a great idea. You know, when I was in London with my friend Claire, well, actually Claire booked her flight 2 days after mine. So I was alone for 2 days and I was sitting in a coffee shop reading a book, pretending to read a book. And there was this guy and his mom next to me and the guy was my age. And I started talking to them. And then I was like, oh, he was cute. You know, he like went to Rutgers. Like, he's from the UK, but went to school in New Jersey. And they left, and then he comes back with a little paper and got my number.
Nice.
So you know what?
Did he call you?
Things can happen. Yes. We Snapchat texted for years.
Anything ever happened?
No.
Did you go back to London for him?
Nothing happened, but we like sent each other occasional Snapchat, you know, lingering Snapchat.
I will say the one time I was in college, so I had the biggest crush on Tom Holland when I was in college. Like, I don't know why, but I loved that man.
Did I think you were going to say, like, an actual, like, regular person?
No, like, not a celebrity. Yeah. So I was studying abroad in London, and there was this one club called, what was it? It was, like...
Up Dog?
No, Mohiki Mondays is what they'd call it. Because, like, everyone would go to this one club on a Monday night. And I went to this club. I blacked out. Really just like had a rough night. The next day I checked Instagram and Tom Holland was there with his brothers that night that I blacked out. So I blacked out in front of Tom Holland.
Oh my God. I wonder if you said anything to him.
But what are the odds that the one time that my celebrity crush is in the same room as me, I'm blacked out.
Story of my life.
I know.
You know? Story of my life.
I've never met a celebrity since.
Wow. That was the only celebrity you've met?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I know.
And you blacked out. You didn't really meet him.
No, so I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
You know what? We both don't drink now, so.
For good reason, so we can meet our celebrity crushes. That's mm-hmm. the only reason.
And remember it this time. And
remember it, yeah, exactly. I don't know if I've ever met a celebrity I had a crush on. I do know that I didn't meet him, but my mom met Dominic Fike.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I think he's so cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, my mother meets all the celebrities.
Is he going to be in season 3 of Euphoria? Do we know?
I hope so. I hope so.
That show came out, like, 4 years ago at this point.
I know. Such an inspiration to us all.
Yeah.
You know, especially as teenagers. I, like, don't want my students to watch that because it's literally just drugs.
Do you ever think about the shows we used to watch as teenagers, like Degrassi?
Oh my god, and like, I love Degrassi.
It was so problematic looking back.
It was so problematic. Skins.
I didn't watch that one.
I worship that show. That one, I want to be like Cassie, but I didn't realize she was on drugs.
Just wanted to be like her.
Yeah. I just thought she was pretty, and I was like, I want to look like Cassie. Mm-hmm. You know? No. On drugs, and that's okay. So, we have a really special guest. Mm-hmm. Speaking of on drugs. Just kidding. We have a guest that is a good friend of ours. Her name is Rachel. She's a comedian. She's really funny. And she'll be on in a jiffy.
All right. And with that, we'll do a break and cut to our sponsors.
Sponsors.
We're officially introducing Rachel, our friend, the comedian.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rachel Tokar. What's going on?
What's up? Welcome to the pod. Yeah.
I'm so glad to be on the pod. This is amazing. I'm honored. I love your apartment. I'm literally sitting in the middle of like two. I'm parting this couch with my ass right now.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. I have the exact same socks as you.
Yeah, we are actually wearing the same socks, only mine are pink and hers are gray. So I think that's a sign.
That is. God.
I wish I had the same socks. I feel left
dogs
out.
Are out over there.
Yeah. You need to put some socks on.
But that's cute.
These little piggies.
I do have that exact color though.
Yeah, that's really? Good. I need to get these in gray. I actually need more socks.
Yeah, perfect.
It's on my list. I need to buy more socks, more underwear.
Mm-hmm. Amazon, here it comes.
Yeah.
That's one of our sponsors. Just kidding. So give us all the deets. Where are you from? Star sign? Are you single? That's all we want to know.
I'm really into astrology right now, so this is great.
Oh, we just happen to have tarot cards.
Oh!
Where did these come from?
Yeah, we got them.
That's great. So I'm a Virgo sun. And I'm a Sagittarius moon and a Sagittarius rising. So watch out, double Sag.
Ooh, double Sag.
It's dangerous.
I think we have to kick you off the pod now.
Yeah, no, don't do that. You're going to be losing your fire if you do that. But yeah, no, I'm from Michigan.
Oh, you're from Michigan.
How is Michigan?
I'm a Midwestern gal, yeah.
You don't have a Midwestern accent.
Yeah, you know, it kind of wears off, but sometimes it comes out. Sometimes it comes out, and that's always a good time when it does.
Yeah. It sounds like New Girl, or not New Girl. It sounds like Mean Girls. I'm from Michigan.
Yeah. I'm from Michigan. And everybody's like, okay.
All right.
So yeah, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
And the tea is that I am single.
Nice.
That's the tea.
And that's the piping tea right there.
Yeah. That's all we need to know. And then we have many other questions about that.
Let's do it.
More on there. Oh, wait. So, question. What's your biggest ick? Let's get right into the nitty gritty.
Okay, I've got one. So my biggest ick is somebody who's really stingy with their money, especially like for example, I've like been friends with guys who make like twice the amount of money as the people that they are with, but they are so stingy about like just picking up a check or something like that, or like not like I'm asking them to pick up the check. But, like, they are being really, like, stingy and, like, well, Venmo me this much or Venmo me this much. Or, like, one time there was a guy who came out with me and my parents and he didn't offer, like, to pick up any of his own, like, drinks or anything. Like, he just, like, assumed my mom was going to, like, buy everything.
He's a free ride.
You got to at least offer.
Yeah.
Like, you show, need to offer.
Yeah.
It's, like, I don't care if you're with the parents and that you know that, like, typically the parents are going to be paying. It's like you need to offer as a freaking like
courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's my biggest ick probably right now. Yeah,
see, lately men don't have manners. Sometimes they don't.
Some of our guy friends, like, it'll be a group of like 8 or so of us, like, all eating out, and what we always do is just someone will Venmo one person.
Yeah.
And all of our guy friends will not pick up the check and like have us Venmo them, even though we're gonna Venmo them.
No.
You know, it's like some weird block they have.
Something's going on.
It's New York City, man, I swear.
And I will pick it up because I kind of like the cash back from it. But then it gets to the point where it's like, why are the girls the only ones putting their cards down?
Yeah.
Chivalry is dead.
It is.
I just feel like, yeah, because we're not trying to say, like, give us a free ride or whatever. But it's like, if I am willing, if I am going to be offering with when we're out with your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, let me try and do this. Or if I would offer to a group of my friends. Like, can't the guy just have that same, like, can't he just reciprocate that same vibe?
Yeah.
And when it's not, I'm just, my mind is blown.
Yeah, mind blown. Honestly. I remember one time I met this guy on a subway platform, and he's from Canada, so that's why he was talking to me. Mm-hmm. Too nice. And we went on one date, and he bought me a coffee. And our second date, he wouldn't even pay for my coffee on the second date. Ick or stick? What do you think?
That he wouldn't pay for your coffee?
On a second date.
No, like...
Yeah.
Like, the bar is through the fucking floor in hell right now. Like, please.
Yeah, I went on a first date, and the guy didn't pay for my coffee on the first date. And that's when I was like, this is not going to be a second date.
That's Sayonara. Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an ick that's not about money. And, like, some, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was, like, the only one that popped up. And I kind of feel bad about that for some reason, because I'm like, eh.
A big ick of mine is, I like a guy who's... close with his mom, but not too close with his mom. Dude. You know, like mama's boys are a little.
He's a little too close with his sister and his mom. No, I agree. If somebody is a huge, like, I dated this guy once and his mom was like literally doing all the shopping for his apartment. Like, he was moving into an apartment and his mom was like sending him all the links of like Wayfair and all these different things. Like, here's what you're going to do for your end table. Here's what you're going to do for your bed. And I'm like, dude, like, can you?
She was probably afraid it would just be, like, a TV and, like, a couch and nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes moms want to take over, like, the control factor. I know my mom's like that. So maybe it's that. There's the halo above my head.
You're like, wait, like, maybe it's just moms trying to, like, be nice. Yeah. No hate to moms. Honestly, it's like, I don't know. But I like that one. Okay. Either way, I'm not, like, easily icked. Like, you know, it doesn't happen often.
Okay, I have a list.
Okay.
Okay, ready? So, these are actually from real life experiences.
Okay.
So.
I'm pretty sure they're all about to be icked.
Number one. So, you go on the first date. It goes really well.
Mm.
And then you go on the second date, and you realize in the daylight that he has yellow teeth.
Oh.
And some plaque.
I forgot to say bad breath is one of my icks, too.
Okay.
What if he only has one yellow tooth? Like, it's like one little dental problem.
Worse. Why is there one? Please have be consistent somewhere, guys.
Just
be consistent in one place in your life.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, you can't even have all your teeth yellow. You have to have one f***ing yellow tooth.
So he takes care of the other teeth. It's just like the one spot he misses.
I'm not down with that. Go to the... my mom is a dental hygienist.
Oh, okay. That's why, yeah. You're very particular about teeth.
Yeah, like, but what if your mom could fix him?
My mom can fix him. I might cut it at that. Mouths are a thing for me. If you have bad breath or you have yellow teeth, like, come on. Or if you got, like, food in there. Food in there. You just got to know. I feel like I'm really tearing men apart right now, and I don't want to come off like that. This is why I'm single.
Don't worry. She does love men, guys. She does.
I am a pro-men person.
Big fan of men.
But what if he's saving it for later? Like, as a
king, like, honestly.
Big slay.
Love you. I'm changing my vibe. I love disgusting boys.
Okay, more. All right. You go out with him. You've been on two dates.
Mm.
And he's really great. You know, good job. Tall.
Tall. Love it.
Big. We don't know yet, but big. Okay. And
Big heart.
And then you realize that his mustache smells like cheese.
This is, again, on the mouth thing. Like, what is going on?
So I'm not a fan of mustaches in general. So I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be, like, a first date happening with me and a man with a mustache.
Yo. I'm not really a huge mustache gal. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I don't know.
I don't mind facial hair, but, like, just a mustache. I'm like, what century is this?
That's true. Mm. At least it's not, like, a handlebar mustache. It wasn't like that. Yeah. Those are a big ick.
Cheese is gross. This guy, clean it up.
Clean it up,
fellas.
shower. Anyway.
Kayla, how have your dates been then with these mustache cheese men and plaque?
At least she has a date. At least she has a date.
That's true. Put herself out there.
Okay, this is what happens when you date a lot in the city. You see things. I've been places, okay?
I've been nowhere.
Nowhere. It's like coming back from war after a lot of these dates. It's crazy. Anyway, so I just have here 5'6".
5'6"? Okay,
I don't want to comment. I
The truth is coming out. We're getting all the tea.
Like, I don't want to care about height. Because, like, I got really fixated. I was like, he needs to be a tall man. And then I was like, wait. But all my boyfriends, in my defense, the tallest they've been, the tallest boyfriend I've ever had was 5'11", 6 foot. Mm. And then two of my boyfriends have been 5'10". And, you know, I really loved them.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. I support 5'6", that's a different story. I'm 5'4", or 5'3". So I feel like that's not a big enough height difference.
Even though they're 5'11", Rachel really loved them.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Only 5'11"?
I support men.
I did go on a first date with this guy I met on the apps one time, and he lied about his height. He said he was 6'2". He was actually 6'6".
Ooh.
He was too tall.
That's sick.
So he knocked it down. Mm. But, like, then it really caught me off guard. It was, like, the 6'6 man. And I'm not...
How tall,
like,
are you?
I'm 5'8", but still, like, 6'6 is a lot for me to get used to.
That's a whole lot of man.
That is a lot of man.
That is a tree trunk right there.
I'm kind of interested to see what that's all about, I'm not going to lie.
Screw 5'11".
I am disgusting. I am disgusting, and I want to know what that's about.
Okay, I have more.
All right.
So let's actually pick up the pace here.
Sorry.
Okay. Loud breather. Yeah. Yes or no?
I don't care. Breathe.
Not
breathe on me.
Unless you have bad breath.
Not an ick. Okay. Hawaiian shirts. Only wears Hawaiian shirts.
Oh.
In the summer.
I'm kind of cool with this. I kind of like that. It shows that you're a quirky dude, you know? Like, you can laugh. Let's laugh about that. I love wearing Hawaiian shirts. So, like, we can both wear them.
Together.
Together.
Couples that wear shirts together.
Couples that wear shirts, yeah.
Hawaiian shirts. So, all right. Actually, have you guys been watching Love is Blind? Sorry, mm-mm. Totally. Like,
no.
Okay. So, this one guy at the altar was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and skateboarded down the altar.
Wow.
Icker stick.
That's pretty cool.
we're both down. Like, we're both
skateboarded down the altar?
Yeah. That would give me anxiety.
That is a guy with confidence right there.
I officiated a wedding, my mom's wedding.
Oh.
A few years ago, and her now husband own a bike shop, and she biked down the aisle in, like, a helmet. And on a bicycle.
That's really cool.
And then I was up there ready to just, like, officiate that. So I'm kind of down with, like, maybe getting on some wheels down the aisle.
What about Healy down the aisle?
Ooh.
You know, remember those?
Yeah, I do. Healy. And I think that's a wonderful idea. Yeah.
Try that.
I think this is horrible.
Healy's that are light up down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could turn the lights off and all you see are the Heelys.
The wedding menu.
All right, everybody. They start playing some EDM-ass version of Here Comes the Bride. The lights go down and it's just her fucking Heelys going.
That's my kind of wedding.
That's sick.
And then the bridesmaids do the same thing, but different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
I love that.
I guess it's come to that. I love it. Okay, next one. 20 minutes late. What if he is 20 minutes late?
That's too late.
It's too late. I'm very punctual. I pride myself on being punctual, even though I was about to be late today, but then I flipped it around and I was early. Like, that's the kind of person
you make great
I
time.
Yeah, I make great time. So if you are 20 minutes late, kind of some disrespect.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Respect my time even the littlest bit. Thank you.
This is from a real life experience of one of my dates. Shocker. I got to the restaurant, the guy was 20 minutes late, and he texts me, he's like, order whatever sushi you wanted. I ordered my sushi. Mm. He comes in, orders his sushi. I ordered a lot of sushi, and he was like, no, I don't want that. Ooh. And then the sushi was pretty bad, and he actually sent it back.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was, like, some sashimi, and he sent it back.
Some omakase.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't omakase. He was not that great.
He wasn't that great.
No.
So he sent it back.
Yeah.
How do you feel about someone who sends it back? Who throws it back?
here's the thing, is that I would do the same thing.
Okay.
As a very assertive, strong woman. Like, remember from my birthday, Kate, when I got us comped.
Yep.
I got us comped tea. So I would send it back, but I think on a first date, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I would in general, because it's just my personality. But
I get not sending it back on the first date.
Yeah.
It's, like, too much.
It's aggressive.
It's like, hey, like, yeah. Why don't we all just relax? It's the first date.
Just chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to, like, really, like, go a little deeper here with you, Rachel. Let's go deep. So what were you, like, growing up? Like, what was your...
How was your childhood? Was your dad nice to you?
Oh, Dad. Hi, Dad. Daddy-o. No, so what was I like growing up? Well, I grew up with two brothers.
Are they older?
They are. I'm the middle.
Okay.
One older, one younger.
Is the older one single? Just wondering.
No.
Just curious.
I won't get into too many details about them. I'll stick to me, if that's okay. But
fine.
Yeah. We'll find you someone, girl.
We got Hinge for that.
Yeah, totally. Not me. We'll get into that.
Got yellow teeth.
No, I was very, like, I would say I was a kind of kid who, like, I took the Hilary Duff, Lizzie McGuire movie, and when she is singing with What's-Her-Face and Paolo on the stage at the end,
this is what dreams
are made of. So I kind of, like, performed that to everybody. So I wanted to be the center of the attention. I was really, like, outgoing in that way, and I wanted to be funny. And then I was an athlete. I played hockey for, like, 18 years in Michigan.
Ice hockey? I did field hockey.
Oh, my God.
Different hockeys, though.
Yeah.
Different hockey personalities.
But, I mean, all amazing.
Yeah, still great.
So I would say, yeah. But I feel like I've always had a little bit, like, the big personality. I think... In some ways, I don't like to admit it, but maybe I am kind of a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of given, like, a very, I think, confident vibe in a way, but, like, secretly, maybe I'm a little bit insecure and I want people to like me.
What do you think made you a people pleaser? Like, what parts of your childhood or within your family?
Yeah, I think that...
Pleasing, number one. I was gonna say, just trying to make your dad happy.
My dad's single. Stop it, everybody watching at home. Dad, stop. No, I think my upbringing, like, in my family. So my parents, they are divorced, obviously now. I think that there was some, for a long time in their marriage, they weren't really so happy, and that subconsciously, I think I could or had the power to, like, make things better by acting a certain way. Or, like, I just wanted to kind of, like, present a certain image to my friends outside of my family and stuff. And I didn't realize that there was, like, this kind of pattern or something being formed where I was like, okay, let me try and, like, make everything seem great and
that
fun.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this reminds me of the New Girl episode where when Jess was really young, she was singing to her divorced parents, like, Mommy's all right, Daddy's all right.
Yeah.
It just seems a little weird. Yeah, that was you.
I know. I feel like it's such a common story for, like, a lot of people our age because I feel like a lot of us, I don't know, do you guys have divorced parents?
No, my parents are together.
Both of your parents are together? Oh, my God. Guys.
But I'm still a people pleaser, so.
But, yeah. Okay.
I'm a middle child also, so I think, cool. Like, it's in our blood to be the people pleasers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I think so.
Always going with the flow and, like, accommodating the siblings.
Totally.
Yeah, I could see that. And, like, especially having brothers. So there's more, like, men in the family. And we were kind of, I feel like we were kind of, me and my mom, like, we held that shit down. Like, unfortunately, like, we fucking held that shit down.
Of course.
Sorry for swearing so much. There's many bleeps, but.
We'll do a final beep count.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. I love swearing. That's something about me. I really love to say f***.
It is fun.
And so where does that come from? Where does that stem from?
Oh, my God. Stop. Let's go to the next question.
Okay, next question. So what were you like in middle school?
I would say like the same, but there was this time in middle school since I played hockey, I really wanted boys to like me, but the town that I'm from in Michigan, there was this time when Jersey Shore was coming out. Mm. So all the guys were trying to be like Jersey Shore. They were like, we were in frickin' like Shelby Township, Michigan. That is like right north of Detroit. Like no one is from the Jersey Shore. Okay. This is the mid-ass West. And these boys were spiking their hair like Pauly D and they were treating the women badly. Okay. It was like a mini Jersey Shore within my town.
In Michigan.
Like I wanted those guys to like me because I don't know if you guys remember Jersey Shore, which like looking back, like kind of problematic in the way that the show was. I mean, the men on the show were like terrible. And we were all watching this and being like, yeah, this is so funny. This is awesome. I mean, what?
I seriously thought that's how people drank.
Yeah.
And like partied. I thought totally. That's what it was.
I mean, it was this like, I think to kids, like watching it as kids, it was telling me at the time when I was younger, I was like, yeah, like the guys are mean. Mm-hmm. The girls are trying to please them. That's how this is. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So that kind of formed how I like, it's so weird. Jersey Shore like formed me, but that was like, it was a dynamic that was happening in my town in some weird way. Like right when I was in middle school and like, so I was being myself, but I was really one of these guys to like me. And like, I was playing hockey. So that was kind of like a masculine sport, obviously. And I got made fun of a little bit for that, but I was pretty tough about it. But you know,
was it
people.
A co-ed team or was there a girls' hockey?
It was a girls' team.
Okay.
And so I would hang out with all the girls who like were dancers, like on the dance team and stuff, and who I perceived to be like really feminine. And I started wearing a lot of makeup, and that's where like my winged eyeliner came around. And when I was like 14, this winged eyeliner was like jet black. Purple eyeshadow.
Oh, yeah.
Like Amy Winehouse. But it was just my little ass. And it was like Amy Winehouse, whatever.
Like
but,
all over here.
So that's kind of what it was like. But then I went to an all-girls high school, all-girls Catholic high school. Nice. Anybody?
No.
No, but I am Catholic.
Parents still together.
Very Jewish.
Love that. But I don't know if that, like, answers your question. I was kind of painting the picture of my environment more
But. I mean, that does answer my question. Now so I
you
know
have
you better.
Did you have a first middle school boyfriend?
Yeah. There was this guy named Giuseppe. Nice. He was obviously an Italian man. We called him Zeppi. And he, like, posted, like, pictures of his abs on MySpace.
Nice.
And this was when we all had MySpace. I, like, paid for, like, a sick background. And I thought swearing and stuff was cool back then too. I'm kind of have the same personality, but I bought this like MySpace background that was a bunch of cows. And then all the cows were saying like, fuck you and stuff like in little speech bubbles. It was like, shit. Like it was all these like swear words.
Wow.
Anyway.
Is that still available?
I think it might still be available. Tom, let us know. But that was my first boyfriend, Zeppi. And he posted his abs on MySpace and then he broke up with me a week after we started dating.
Jerk.
Via text.
Crazy.
Wow, Zeppi.
Horrible.
No class.
1 week is actually a long time for middle school.
But I love a man who posts his abs on MySpace. So that was really appealing at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I had a high school boyfriend who was my first love.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cute. I love that.
I know. He was a sweetie.
Adorable. So yeah, that's my next question. So you were, you know, a big hockey girl in middle school. And then what was high school like?
Yeah, I came into my own a little bit in high school. I really liked going to an all-girls school, honestly. I think if I would have continued on the Jersey Shore middle school path, who knows where I would have landed with that group of people. But I was forced to go to this all-girls school, which I was really, like, mad about at first. I was like, what the hell? I want to go to the Jersey Shore high school. What's going on? And who are all these Catholic school kids? Because I went to public school before. Mm-hmm. And then I went, and that's where I really met, like, friends who were my real friends. And, like, it was not Jersey Shore. It was nice. I could, like, kind of be myself more at school. And I, like, really learned how to have real friendships with women, I think.
Oh,
And that's great. It was awesome. I really am fond of the friends that I made in high school. I'm not really friends with them so much anymore, but it was like where I kind of was able to be myself a little bit more. But
that must have been nice, like without having guys there.
Yeah, I would have massive anxiety.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay. Like my shoulders would shrink up and I'd be like, hi.
No, it was terrible. It was so terrible. And there was just in that time, like, again, like it was when boys were not like they were really like judgmental and harsh on us for a period of time. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah.
Well,
how could I forget?
Like how like guys were, they were harsh. Even when I went to high school, there was like a neighboring all boys school, obviously. And like, they were just as terrible as the public school guys, but it was nice to not have to be like surrounded by them during the day. But so that was kind of high school. I was a crazy gal though. I was voted party animal in high school.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And
by all the Catholic girls,
by all those Catholics, baby, they knew that I knew how to take down that Eucharist or whatever it's called. What is it? The Eucharist? The wine.
Oh, yeah.
The blood
of
Christ.
The communion. Oh, yeah,
true. The communion. What am I saying? The Eucharist? What is that? I have no idea what that is.
It sounds like a spell. The Eucharist.
I was taking down the blood of Christ, and they knew I knew how to do that. So, I mean, like, that was good.
Yeah. So you partied, I'm guessing, a lot in high school?
Totally. My first time I ever drank, like, I was at a little house party with all my new Catholic school friends mixed with some public school people. Ooh, different towns coming together. It was like a whole big event. I had a Coach purse. It was like sparkly silvery, one of the big ones. It was a big sparkly silvery Coach purse. Walked in with that bad boy, found some vodka. I was like, okay, like what's up? Chugged that down, life of the party. And then the cops came.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little tipsy at this point, though, so I was like, well, I think I was, like, wasted. So cops came. All the kids scatter out, but I was like, where's my coach? Like, where's my purse? I'm not leaving without my freaking silver coach. And then I had to, like, run and get it. And then so I got caught by the cops. And then,
oh, no.
Yeah, I got caught. And then I was they breathalyzed everybody who got caught, and I was the drunkest one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I think probably 14 or 15.
Oh, yeah.
14 or 15? 14.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm the coolest person in the world. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah. But, yeah.
That's, like, my first time drinking. My friend went to the emergency room. And
that's, like, dark, yeah.
It was dark. It was dark. And then we vowed to, well, her parents were like, you guys can't be friends anymore.
Because
they were, like, very religious. Apparently, I shoved alcohol down her throat.
Yeah. You shouldn't have tied her up and done that.
You should
have. That's last episode.
You cuffed her. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I'm fine now. I don't drink now.
Where is she now?
I don't talk to her anymore. I'm pretty sure she's getting married, and I haven't talked to her in a long time.
She is. How adorable for her. Whoa. I just got pissed at this girl. I don't even know. Okay. Do you ever watch the wedding videos of your friends from high school that you don't even talk to anymore, and they have this most elaborate wedding video from their wedding in like Indiana? Sorry, that's niche to me because I'm from the Midwest. But it's like, what? They're at a barn in the barn, and like everybody's like slow motion, and you just, you're like spending like 30 minutes watching their wedding video. Have you ever
100%?
Done that?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Like, yeah. There's this couple that has literally been dating since middle school.
Wow.
Like, imagine you're, like, super awkward. Like we had swim PE, and I was so nervous to be in my bathing suit at swim PE. But imagine I was still with the guy that saw me in my pink bathing suit from swim PE till now. And then I got married.
Swim PE?
Swim PE.
PE. Like,
PE.
Okay.
Not swim PE.
I was like,
I peed in the pool.
You can't swim in PE.
Yeah, we didn't either, thank God.
It was an LA thing.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Cool. You're from California?
I am.
Oh my God, how cool is that? Where are you from?
Virginia. Less
that
cool,
feels better. Like Michigan and Virginia. California, it's always like, we get it. You're like, you're cool.
I know.
Like,
I get it.
What?
210.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to have kids in New York so they can say they're from New York and be little snobs.
New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have an accent, a Long Island accent.
That'd be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, little
Manhattan
rugrats.
Kids with like a Long Island accent. I'll just train them to do that.
Running around the West Village.
Yeah.
Being super cool.
Being really annoying.
Perfect.
Yeah, being mean to strangers. Do you guys want kids? Sorry, is that too deep? Why is that the deepest question I've ever asked?
Yeah, I do.
We actually talked about this.
Junior, yeah. She's gonna be perfect.
Oh my god,
she's never gonna do anything wrong.
Wait a second, this is so crazy. You said Kate Junior because
you know Kate Junior.
Well, no, like listen, I'm gonna when you have yours, but I was gonna name my daughter Rachel Junior.
Aww.
Were you going to name your daughter Kate Jr.?
Kate Jr., yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. Because it's like, why normalize women?
Right?
I'm looking to camera. Normalize women naming their daughters by their name and having Rachel Jr. or Kate Jr. What's going on?
That's like, we have a friend named Dylan.
I'm horrified by that.
Why would you not?
Because, like, this is problematic. It gives, like instead of patriarchy, it gives matriarchy. And I don't know. It sounds a little weird. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, Kayla Jr., come here.
Wait, I think it sounds amazing.
I was going to say, we have a friend named Dylan who's dating a guy named Dylan. Ooh. And I told her they need to name their first child Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Three Dylans?
Yeah. All the same family.
Yo, that is so messed up. I wonder if the spelling is
Dylan Jr.
Yeah, it's just Dylan Jr. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the junior thing. Maybe it's junior as a deli that's throwing me off. You know, maybe
you can do
yeah,
like,
it's kind of
like
corny.
Kate the second.
Yeah.
Kate the third.
That sounds like a.
Rachel the fourth.
Yeah.
It sounds very British.
Right? Maybe we could go the classy angle.
Well, maybe it's because I'm Jewish and no guys are named like William Jr. because you're supposed to be named after somebody that died.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, you don't want to name your kid like William Jr. Like, that's just like. Yeah. Sacrilegious.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, are there more questions? Let's rock.
Well, tell us the story of you being banned from Hinge. Let's get there.
Oh, yeah, let's get there.
I mean, like, I feel bad that this isn't that great of a story, so I'll keep it brief.
My story was very not that great.
She got dust in her eyes, so.
You know what?
Yo, I almost died.
You know what? No, essentially, like, I moved to New York. Right when the pandemic was kind of ending. I moved to New York in 2021, January 2021. Mm-hmm. So I've been here for 4 years. And I was on Hinge and Bumble and everything. I was like, trying to date.
Field, Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had moved away. I lived in Chicago before.
Oh.
And I was, I had this long-term relationship in Chicago. I was dating this guy for like 2.5 years. We lived together, blah, blah, blah.
From college into...
No,
adult.
I met
just
him
out.
In Chicago.
Okay.
Okay.
And we met at work. Classic. And he was so sweet. So, so sweet. Have a lot of love for him, but...
So you like the sweet guys?
Yes. Yes.
Kind of. He likes the horrible, terrible people guys.
I don't know. All my boyfriends, if I showed you, like, a lineup of them, like, they are very different. Like, down to how they look to, like, what they do. I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of honing in on the type. But I'm not at all because everything's all over the place.
Tell the camera.
Yeah, I keep looking directly at the camera. Anyway, so he didn't want to move to New York. Moving to New York is very important to me. So I get out of that relationship. I move here and I'm, like, shot out of a cannon. Ready to, like, blow my life savings. So I'm on Hinge. I match with this, like, super freaking hot... firefighter from Brooklyn.
Mm,
now, for those of you watching at home, this should be, the alarm should be going off, like, the red lights, like, no! So, like, I go on a date with this guy, I get freaking wasted, I'm like, whatever, and then, like, we go back to my apartment, some things happen, I won't get into detail.
Okay.
We went a couple ways, you know, we went some ways.
That way, that way.
Did you go on the fire truck?
I did not go on the fire truck. But
not that way.
We'll save that. I was like, wait, is this a metaphor for something sexual?
Kind of.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
both ways.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. I didn't. And then so he liked, we share some things about ourselves. Like, he has a sister and like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, born and raised in Brooklyn, blah, blah, blah. And then like, he leaves. And I'm like, oh, he was super hot. Like, I was super drunk. Maybe I'll see him again. We'll like get drinks. And then we were texting, and things were, like, spicy over text. Like, too soon, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, why were we having spicy text messages like that after, like, one drunken date? It was, like, kind of gross.
Did you slide down the pole?
What?
Did you slide down the pole?
Is this another metaphor? No, I didn't. Not... We were... No.
You went that way, but not the way that warranted spicy texts.
Yeah, like, why are you doing like another that? Way? Like, I was doing it. I was 50% of it, but, like, we were, like, sending, like, ugh. It was like, what are we doing? So that was happening, and then suddenly, like, the vibe really switched with this guy, and he was like, oh, like, he started saying, like, he left his shorts at my house, and he needed to get them back, and, like, he was kind of starting to be, like, disrespectful and weird, and I was like, okay, I don't want to see this guy again. Like, the vibe is weird. Like, he's weird. Get I didn't notice. Icky.
Yeah. The fire is out.
The fire was totally out. I was like, wait, I'm being weird. Like, I went on one drunken date with this guy. I'm literally sending these spicy texts back and forth. Everything all over whatever, Snapchats. And I'm like, what am I doing? This is weird. Taking a step back. Then he gets, like, super pissed because I, like, stop answering him and I don't want to see him again. He starts being weird as hell.
Oh, no.
And then he's like, I'm coming to your house. I'm gonna blah, blah, blah. I was like, whoa.
Did he go up the fire escape?
He did not. Ever, but so I'm like texting, and remember I said he told me like he had a sister, and he told me some like general facts about his family, and then at one point I was like, how can you be talking to me like this when you have a sister? Because like he was sending like crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I don't have a sister, and I was like, whoa,
American Psycho.
Yeah, I was like, this is not okay. And then essentially I believe that this is the man who reported me, because then my account got reported and taken down. So I think it was him.
Maybe it was his sister.
Maybe it was his non-existent. I have no idea, but I think it was him who banned me. And then because I was just after that like interaction, I was never able to go on again.
Wow.
But well, then my like, yeah. What does he even report you for? Like saying like rude or like, you know? Because don't they have to give like proof or something?
I don't think you need to give proof. I think you really? Just need to give a written explanation, right?
I have no idea.
I've never reported someone on Hinge.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
You'll get them banned for life.
Yeah.
There's no way to, like, appeal it?
I think I tried to appeal it. This was, again, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, you can swipe or you can match with the person that created Hinge. So we can maybe, like, pull some strings for you.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You can do that on Raya, too. Raya creator.
Mm-hmm. He was hot.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I guess, like, I'm just out here. I've had several boyfriends since, but I have to meet people organically. And
that's how I prefer to do annoying. It, too.
Yeah, same.
But it's hard.
It is. It's really difficult.
I mean, you can always go on the subway platform and meet a guy from Canada.
We did try cornhole speed dating. There weren't a lot of winners there, but it was fun.
Okay.
It was a good vibe.
Yeah.
Dude. That was horrible.
It was fun. We had fun.
We had fun.
We played cornhole. Yeah. It was good.
No, it was fun. Guy-wise, horrible.
Horrible.
The hottest guys were Volo employees.
They were the workers.
Yeah, the workers. The workers, one worker.
It's a shame those things don't work better. It's like you need to attract the right kind of people, and it's like any kind of, I guess, eligible guy, is he going there? Is he, like, gonna look that up and go, like, no,
cornhole,
I don't think
speed
so.
Dating.
Like, after my job as a lawyer, I decided to go to go to Cornhill speed dating after work. Like, no.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's like, I just feel like we need to think about ways to bring eligible single people together without making it cornhole.
What about going on Love Island?
I mean,
The Bachelor.
No, not The Bachelor.
Apply and let you guys know what happens.
What about Love is Blind?
I'd be
afraid
that he was ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Straight up, girl.
See, I think I'd be an amazing contestant on Love is Blind because I feel like I have a great voice. Mm-hmm. I know the ins and outs of the show. I know how to get screen time. And I don't think I would get married, though. Like, that's crazy. Like, just give me a boyfriend. I could leave with him. Don't think that's the premise of the show, though.
One of my friends met one of the guys from Married at First Sight and got involved with him. And it was, like, a funny story, actually.
Wait, really?
Like, apparently it was a very messy divorce after Marrying at First Sight.
That is psychotic. Marrying at First Sight
They did it.
Crazy.
They went through with it for the reality show.
Wow. For the fame.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, this guy and his ex-wife met at, like, a FedEx to sign the papers.
That's sad.
That's sick.
That's so sad.
Your first marriage ending at FedEx.
Oh, that's, like, my last boyfriend broke up with me at Starbucks.
That's not the worst place to be though.
Yeah, he did.
Did he buy you a coffee at least?
No.
Oh, wow. Chivalry is dead.
Bare minimum.
Jesus Christ. At least buy the coffee.
Yeah.
Please.
Before you break up with me. I was like, it's mutual.
It wasn't mutual. It was not mutual. Oh, that sucks.
It's okay. I bounce back.
You want to talk about it?
No. Okay.
I was dumped once. And it was bad. Once. He was like, I can't see a future with you. I was like, what?
What do you mean?
I'd be like, what are you fucking talking about? That's why we're living in the present moment, babe. Like, what?
That was my exact reaction. Future? What? Future?
Yeah, I was like, what are we living in the future for?
What about the now?
Yeah, I was like, but the now, babe. And he was like, yeah, you need to leave my house. And I was like, okay.
I'm all about the now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, this is fun as heck.
We'll have to have you again.
Please have me back again. I'm so excited.
Drop your socials.
Should we do
Rachel Togar
an ending
underscore
tarot to see what we're leaving
you
with?
Did you just call it tarot?
Tarot cards?
Tarot, there we go.
Tarot.
Tarot.
It's the
tarot.
The tarot.
The starseed oracle card. Kayla, you know how to do this. Yeah, this is going to be
because I'm a starseed.
That's
just
this is
fake.
Hold my mic.
So
the mic.
This is our parting fortune for you.
Do you guys know what a starseed is?
No.
It is a soul that is not an earth soul. Like, so my soul is a starseed.
Uh-huh.
I was an alien. I was an alien before this life.
From which star system?
You know. Ooh, yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'll have to check with my astrologist. But I know I was an alien and I was not in a human body.
Is that covered by insurance, your astrologist?
My astrologist is not covered by insurance. She's a friend.
Okay, so think about one thing that you want in life or something you want to wish for. I think that's how you do it.
I don't know much.
Okay.
So.
You're going to teach us right now. Our tarot segment.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to think of... I know. I was thinking of something, and now I'm thinking of a different one.
Okay, I'll go a little longer.
I do have the book right here, so I can look up
perfect.
Whatever.
All right. Okay, I'm just going to do the top one.
Okay.
Okay. So. All right. A blue... Here, I'll take my mic again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. A blue flame... Spontaneous awakening, activation, and integration time. All right, let's see what that means. Kate?
This is a card of awakening and energetic upgrades. Perhaps you're going through a period of spontaneous awakening, receiving visions and having experiences that are out of the ordinary. In the West, little is known about the process of spontaneous awakening, and it can feel very scary when we're going through it alone. Elsewhere, they can be seen as auspicious experiences with those going through them being treated with tender care. The blue beings are thought to be activating beings with great potential for healing and upgrading our cellular structure. They appear in moments of extreme awakening, activating a physical kundalini awakening and deep cellular and DNA healing.
I can identify with some of this. Okay. I like this.
What do you think it means for your life right now?
Yeah, how do you feel about
it? Well, I think that you said something about like different experiences happening, or like you're experiencing different spontaneous things that are out of the norm. I think some of that's happening to me recently. I think I am in a shift.
Nice.
I was thinking about love, finding love when you were like wish for something.
Okay.
Oh
yeah, I know.
Then it swapped.
I'm a romantic. No. That was when it swapped too.
Okay.
At first, I was like, money. Then I was like, chill, bitch. Like, find a man.
That's more important.
Then he'll make the money.
Yeah. No, he won't pay. We established that in the beginning. No, but I think, like, even, like, doing the podcast with you guys and, like, filming videos with different comedians recently, like, there's been some things that are... things that I didn't do, like, 2 months ago, three months ago. And now these, like, things are happening in my day-to-day life where I'm like, this is different. This is cool. And it's like, hopefully these are the seeds, starseed deck, of, like, more blossoming relationships, maybe...
I love that.
Romantic partners, maybe career stuff. Like, I feel like I'm in a seed planting time.
Well, keep
that's
watering
exciting.
Your garden.
Yeah,
I will water your garden for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But this is so fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on. This is great.
Of course. I had a fun time.
Yay. Thanks for coming.